The word soul carries a heavy religious connotation, especially from Christianity and Catholicism, which can wrongly alter the meanings or the way my group's messages are interpreted. I use the word soul for my videos because it is the easiest to understand and to relate to by the vast majority of people, but I'm using it devoid of all religious connotations or extra meaning load. To prevent this problem of interpretation about what a soul is, my predecessors, especially Sophia, also use the words Atma or Katra, but essentially they all carry the same meaning as the one I give the word soul. I have been using that word for some time in my past videos and I will continue to use it in my future ones, so I see the need to define what it is clearly, and this definition will also extend to the words Atma and Katra, unless stated, or defined otherwise in the future. As explained before, everything is source, and everything is consciousness, being that even the material world is being manifested by consciousness in a singular and in a collective manner. And this is where a soul comes in, because this singular point of consciousness that is capable of manifesting so much is what we are trying to define today. Although defining what the original source is deserves its own video, the way I define it with few words is the great oneness that includes everything that ever existed, exists, and will exist, including alternate timelines and parallel universes, in a context outside all time and space. It includes everything, so it also collapses all concepts of duality as everything is part of it, to the point where it is even impossible to define, and all our attempts will always fall short of what it is. It is also said to be pure consciousness, aware of its own existence. In a loose way, in using this next expression only in a descriptive manner, with all its religious load, source would be the mind of God. To define something, you need to contrast it with whatever it is not, which is why it is impossible in the case of source. Arguably so, a soul is an attempt of source to define itself. As many others have attempted to describe what a soul is, it is a holographic fragment of source. Holographic as in a smaller piece of something that continues to conserve all the characteristics and all that defines the original. For this concept, I will use the next example. Imagine we have a porcelain vase, it is the whole and it is perfect. Then we drop the vase and it shatters into hundreds of pieces, big ones and small ones. Each one of those pieces would be only that, pieces or fragments of the original vase, but each one will hold a different shape that does not correspond to the original vase. They are all different, although, in the case of the larger fragments, we may still be able to determine where they were placed when the vase was complete. Now imagine a vase that will break in a holographic manner. Again, we have the complete vase, it is one, and it is perfect. Then again, we drop the vase and it shatters into hundreds of pieces, big ones and small ones. Only this time, each one of those hundreds of fragments is an exact copy of the original vase, complete with all its attributes. So we now have hundreds of little perfect vases, big and small. Each one of them would be a holographic fragment of the original bigger vase. A soul would be a holographic fragment of source. It has been said that a soul is a smaller fragment of source, yet consciousness is outside all concepts of space, time, and all dimensions. So if a soul is a perfect fragment of it, it must conserve all its attributes, therefore it is too, outside all concepts of space and time. So I strongly argue that a soul is not a smaller fragment of source. The word smaller has nothing to do here. A soul is source itself, with all its characteristics and all that defines it. There can only be one source, the absolute, but we perceive there to be many souls all around us. So, what are they? Time is a subproduct of the act of being aware, of being conscious and of thinking. As I explained in my last video, the very concept and what it is can be manipulated by awareness itself. All other people, and everything else with a soul, is source itself, and not a fragment of it. Each one of us who thinks and is aware is source itself, so everyone else that is not the conscious subject who is observing, is also source itself. Every other person whom we see outside of us as someone else, is us again at another moment in time, from the point of view of source, who is generating the concept of time derived from its own ideas and thoughts. We are all one. Although not every walking body we may see out there has to be someone with a soul. The question is what each one of those means to you who is observing, and therefore is a soul. I define a soul as the group of ideas and attachments in the mind of Source. We are all fragments of Source's imagination, characters in a play, each one of us being the ultimate creator of not only our personal reality, but also of reality itself. We are limited as to what defines each one of us, our attributes and qualities, but they are only ideas and concepts we hold and we cherish because they form and shape the person, the individual we relate to as ourselves. The only thing that defines who we are and what we are capable of, therefore defining what limits us, is a group of ideas we are so attached to that we think they are inescapable realities. That's why the liberation of the mind from the limiting concept of the ego self is what breeds enlightenment. Each one of us who is conscious and aware is Source itself, not a part of it, and certainly not something other than Source. The concept of being something, or someone different from any other person, or from Source is an illusion in our minds, in the mind of Source itself as it is capable of something in the likeness of holding multiple points of attention all at once, and we are each one of those points of attention. I say in the likeness because I'm quite sure that from the point of view of Source itself, all those points of attention are also a single one, from the most expanded point of view. We are Source, and whom we think we are in these limited bodies and with the limited group of concepts that define us as individuals, that form our concept of the ego self, is nothing but a construct in our own mind. Each one of us is the result of Source manifesting different choices, and different points of attention, inside the play we call existence, we call life. As we are Source itself, and as I explained above, Source cannot be defined, so happens to a soul, in the end, these are all futile attempts to define what is unexplainable. No concept and no words can define something so complex and so magnificent. You don't need to define what your soul is, you just experience who you are, and you just know that you are one, in wordless divine awareness. Thank you for watching my video. Please take care, beautiful people out there.